Yuma, Paragil, Mishnah Aleph 3:1. The Mishnah continues to discuss the daily activities and the order of the day in the Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, however, over the next couple of Mishnayos, we will vacillate between every day of the year and activities that are specific to Yom Kippurim. And this Mishnah is talking about every day. It says, Amar Lehem HaMamuna, the designated person says to them, meaning the Kohanim who are up early in the morning, and the Mamuna here, according to the Bar Tanura, is not the same Mamuna that we mentioned in the second parak. In the second parak, we had the Mamuna was in charge of facilitating the lottery. According to the Bar Tanura, the Mamuna over here is the Sagan Kohen Gadol, the deputy to the Kohen Gadol, meaning the number two man in the hierarchy of the Beis HaMikdash activities. He's the Kohen Gadol's right hand man, and he instructs them, Tzu Ra'u im Hagia Zman HaShechita, to go out and see if the time has arrived to do the shechita, meaning the shechita, the slaughtering of the tamid shel shachar, the morning offering. And that, of course, time, the earliest time is from alosa shachar, first light, and therefore he's instructing someone to go up and see, like to stand up on a rooftop, let's say, and look out to the eastern horizon and see if the eastern horizon has begun to light up, which would indicate that the sun is coming, and therefore alosa shachar has arrived. Alosa shachar is first light, so we're talking something like around 72 minutes before Neitzachama, before the sunrise itself. Worth noting is that while the Bar Tanura learns like the Rambam, this is a different person, the Mamuna from the previous Mishnayos, Tosfos actually learns that it's the same person as was in the previous Mishnah. And actually the Meiri learns that Mamuna we're talking about here is actually the person who we meet in Masechta Shkalim, the next Masechta after Pesachim, who is called the crows, the announcer. His name is Gavini in Shkalim, look over there. But the point is the person who's like the guy who wakes up everyone in the morning. In any case, im higia, if the time had arrived, meaning that the light is beginning to show on the eastern horizon, and therefore it's time to do shechitas hatamid, so then haroe, the guy who sees it, omer barkai, he screams out to everyone around, yes, indeed, barkai, it's begun to light up. The word barkai is hard to translate literally, but indeed it means, you know, yes, the sky is lighting up. Matisya ben Shmuel omer, he disagrees. Matisya ben Shmuel is arguing with the Tanna Kamma, according to the Bar Tanura, and he's saying a little bit of light is not sufficient. Rather, they ask him, Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach ad shebechevron. They ask him, you know, is the entire eastern horizon lit up all the way to Chevron? Chevron is a town to the south of Jerusalem, and that would mean, of course, that it's a much later time in the morning than just simply Alosa Shachar, the whole eastern horizon is lit up all the way to the southern end where Chevron is. And the mention of Chevron is to recall the Schus Avos, the fact that most of the Avos Neimos, patriarchs, matriarchs, are buried in Chevron to remind us of their merit and to mention them. So we talk about Chevron in this wake-up call. Vahu Omer Hain, and he, the guy up top there looking out, says, yes, indeed, it's lit up all the way to Chevron, and therefore it's time to do the Shechita. So it's a little bit of a later time, according to Bar Tanura. Others learn that actually it's not a machlokas. We're just arguing over what is said, whether or not we mention Chevron, or if it's Barkai sufficient. Rashi learns that Barkai is mentioned on a regular day, but Ad Sheb Chevron is the specific discussion that happens on Yom Kippur for the sake of, you know, Yom Kippur having special schus and recalling the Tzchus Avos in that context.